Podcasts on WLRN are funded in part by Make-A-Wish Southern Florida, whose own podcast, World of Wishes, features inspiring, uplifting, and memorable stories from wish kids, their families, medical professionals, and more. You can listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green. During LaKayla Limus's last 2 years at Miami Northwestern High School, four of her friends were shot and killed, all in separate incidents outside of school. She's 19 now, and she's in college. LaKayla talked to me about how she handled those losses and how she wishes she'd handle them.
My first death that I experienced, it was in 11th grade. His name was Lamont, and he was 18 at the time. He was riding on a bike, and they killed him right off his bike. It was crazy how I found out. I was in class in early childhood education. I'll never forget. And we were on break, so I was scrolling on social media, and I kept seeing everybody rest in peace to Lamont. I couldn't even focus. All I could think about was crying. My teacher was just like, it's okay, it's okay. 2015. His name was Kenny. Kenny was 19. Him and a guy got in an altercation, and the guy lost the fight and then came back and retaliated and shot him. Another neighborhood childhood friend, his name was Cedric Roll. He was approximately 16, I believe. 16. My sister was around the neighborhood at the time. I think I was at school or something like that. She heard shots, but she didn't think anything of it, to be honest. That's pretty much a norm. You just know when you hear shots, don't go to it. Just duck and lay low. And she said when she walked outside after the shots were done, Cedric on the floor, and Cedric, she said it was just blood just coming, just lots and lots of blood just leaving his body. He just got in high school. He was in high school, and I used to see him around Northwestern, and I would just smile. He would just smile at me, and I would just laugh. The halls got colder. Days seemed longer, you know? The more people just kept leaving. Death just kept happening back to back to back to back for me. And meanwhile, I'm trying to focus in school. I'm trying to make sure my grades stay good. But I played it well. I smiled. I acted like nothing was wrong with me. At school, like, they have therapists, people for you to talk to. You know, I wasn't ready to just open up to people. Like a stranger, to be honest. You know, I kind of regret that today because, like, having it all build up. So every death hadn't been processed, and it just kept building, kept coming. More deaths kept coming, and I just kept piling it. I mean, I feel like, you know, I wish, like, somebody in my life would have just pushed me to go really talk about it. Because the way that I was dealing with it, it literally tore me apart. People don't really understand. Like, the people who left behind really get messed up, you know. Emotionally, mentally, you know, they say it gets better with time. I mean, you still think about it every day. It doesn't hit you. You don't process it. You just still have a thought back in your head like, no, they're going to come back tomorrow. They're going to be here. I'll just be in my room alone. I'll lock my door. I'll pray. And I'll talk to my friends, the one who passed. I'll just speak to them, knowing that they can't speak back to me. But as long as they hear that, like, I love them, they were loved here. It made me work harder, I could say, because I was like, most of them didn't get a chance to walk across the stage, didn't get the chance to graduate high school, give their mother that satisfaction, you know? On that day of graduation, it was me and them.
Podcasts on WLRN are funded in part by Make-A-Wish Southern Florida, whose own podcast, World of Wishes, features inspiring, uplifting, and memorable stories from wish kids, their families, medical professionals, and more. You can listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.